Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1248 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Station with him, I returned to my home at about 10:45. My home was 68 E. Georgia Avenue. I washed up and had my breakfast in company with my wife in the dining room, and while I was eating breakfast, I told my wife of the experience I had had that morning. After I finished my breakfast, I left the house and went around to the home of Mr. Wolfsheimer, and at Mrs. Wolfsheimer's house, we found quite a company of people, and the conversation turned largely on what I had seen that morning. Also, among those who were present were Mrs. L.G. Cohen, Mrs. M.G. Michael, Mrs. Carl Wolfsheimer, Julian Michael, Philip Michael, Miss Helen Michael, Miss Virginia Silverman, Miss May Lou Loeb, Julian Loeb, and Herman Loeb. After staying there about an hour with my wife, I went in her company to visit the home of my brother-in-law, A.E. Marcus, whose home is situated on Washington Street opposite the orphan's home. On our arrival there, the nurse Lucy told us that no one was at home, and we could find them probably at the home of Mrs. Ursenbach. We then went over to the Ursenbach house, which is situated on the corner of Washington and Pulliam Streets, and visited at that place, and saw Mr. and Mrs. A.E. Marcus, Mr. and Mrs. Chaz, Ursenbach, Harold Marcus, Mr. and Mrs. Ben Weisberg. Of course, the conversation was about the little girl that had been killed in the pencil factory basement that morning, of which they had heard, and we discussed it generally, although it was at that time as much a puzzle to me as it was apparently to everybody else. After staying here until about 1 o'clock or a little after, I returned with my wife to my home at 68 E. Georgia Avenue, where we took our lunch together with my parents-in-law, with Manola McKnight serving. After dinner, read a little while, and finally caught the 10 minutes of 3 Georgia Avenue car going downtown. I got off at the corner of Pryor and Mitchell Streets and went into the undertaker Bloomfields, where I saw a large crowd of people nearby on the outside. On entering, I found quite a number of people who were viewing the pencil factory, among whom were Mr. Schiff, Herbert Schiff, N.V. Darley, Wade Campbell, Alonzo Mann, Mr. Stelker, and Mr. Zagamke. I chatted with them a few minutes, and I noticed that the people who were going in to see the body were standing in line and moving in, and that others from the factory were going in, and I thought I would go in too and pay my respects, and I went and stood in line, and went into the room again, and stood a few minutes in the mortuary chamber. The little girl had been cleaned up, her hair had all been cleaned and smoothed out, and there was a nice white sheet over the rest of her body. I returned to the front of the undertaking establishment, and stood chatting with Herbert Schiff and Mr. Darley until the party with whom we had made arrangements came up, and we gave them the keys with instructions as to watching the plant that night. Then Mr. Darley and Mr. Schiff and myself went down to police headquarters, and went up into Chief Lanford's office, and the three of us stood talking there, answering all sorts of questions that not only Chief Lanford, but the other detectives would shoot at us, and finally Mr. Darley said he would like to talk to Newt Lee. Then he went,